Greetings, green going viewers, and welcome to A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms on Supreme Master Television. At the mention of New York City, one may think of the Empire State Building, Statue of Liberty, Central Park, Rockefeller Center, or the world famous New Year's Eve festivities in Times Square.
New York City, God loves you.
Jostling home with crowds on the subway. Jogging on the trails through Central Park.
New York could also be associated with great plays and musicals in Broadway theaters. Fantastic fashion shows. The financial center of Wall Street, or perhaps exciting baseball matches by the Yankees or the Mets. New York is all this, of course, and much more, with heart, soul, and spirit. Today we'll learn more about the wonderful people of New York City, whose creativity and love have made it into one of the most fabulous places on earth. Strolling across picturesque Central Park, you may stop by a rink to observe the ice skaters during the winter, or go to nearby Times Square and enter the enthusiastic crowd to enjoy watching or even taking part in some of the latest innovative dance moves. As you continue your exploration, you may find some parts of the city that are close-knit communities all of their own.
Well, I was born and raised here in New York City. These blocks have been very unique because there's a certain tranquility and calmness. New York is usually sort of hustle-bustle, but it's a very peaceful block. It's almost like a small village here. Everyone knows everyone.
New York City is the most populous city in the United States, with over 8 million residents, accounting for about 40% of the population of the entire New York State. The number is expected to reach 9 million by 2020. It is estimated that over one-third of New Yorkers were born outside the country. Currently, about 170 languages are spoken in the 790 square kilometers of urban area. People are proud to contribute to the cultural diversity of the city, where a great variety of ethnic backgrounds are represented. With many religions being practiced, New Yorkers express their deep faith in the divine with an unspoken recognition of spiritual harmony and mutual respect. Standing on Liberty Island in New York Harbor, the Statue of Liberty, officially titled Liberty Enlightening the World, has come to symbolize freedom, democracy, and unlimited opportunities for creative self-expression. Indeed, the vibrant New Yorkers embody this quintessential spirit of Americans. In this large city, people spontaneously form communities that have the closeness of families. There is a touching story about Short Al, a loyal caller to the popular local sports radio station, WFAN, whose voice suddenly disappeared from the airwaves last year. Many worried listeners flooded WFAN with calls and eventually tracked him down. To everyone's happiness, he was fine. A New York citizen who has had some disabilities in the last 2 years recalled, "I have been offered a seat on every crowded bus and subway I have taken. Granted, it is sometimes a pregnant woman with shopping bags who signals me first. thereby setting off offers from abashed, able-bodied men and women. I am especially moved when some exhausted person, usually a dusty, paint-flaked laborer in heavy steel-toed boots, pulls himself up and smilingly gestures for me to sit. It seems impolite to refuse, even though his discomfort may exceed mine. The unnamed polite kindness is alive, well, and contagious in New York City. This I believe. What a wonderful, caring community. After these brief messages, we will return with more on the altruistic spirit of the people of New York City. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Compassionate viewers, welcome back to A Journey Through Ascetic Realms on Supreme Master Television as we continue our program on the loving spirit of New York City. During the September 11th tragedy that took place 8 years ago, people time and again demonstrated their inherent goodness and compassion. In unity, thousands of individuals, New Yorkers and non-New Yorkers, worked side by side to bring normalcy back to the city. Among these noble people were firefighters, police officers, government officials, relief personnel, and volunteers. The American Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association immediately joined the rescue work. At the time, these were the only three non-governmental organizations allowed to enter the area. Our association members worked around the clock to provide hot vegetarian meals to everyone at Ground Zero. The compassionate acts of so many people and canines who aided in the crucial search for survivors strengthened the spirit of many and united a nation. The Bible states, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Hundreds of people, most notably firefighters and police officers, laid down their lives for complete strangers without a thought for glory.
You know, the New York firefighters, police, the Port Authority, and countless other, if you will, non-safety people, you know, gave their lives that day. They all jumped in, you know, with the desired goal of helping out. And without thinking of their own safety.
Upon learning of the disaster, Supreme Master Qinghai sent more than $260,000 to organizations aiding the victims. Combined with our association members' contributions, the total donations amounted to more than $360,000. The financial assistance was delivered to the American Red Cross, the Salvation Army, Crisis Link, the Virginia Hospital Center, and the Firefighters Memorial Fund.
I have a feeling that we need to go there, you know, not just with food and supplies, but we need to bring Master Love there. It was very hard because of the air pollution, the dust, and then also smoke. But the work was so rewarding. Every time, you know, like we serve them coffee and sandwiches, they thank us so much. Like the Master Love was pouring through me to people.
Yeah, you were one of the few outside of the United States agencies that came and worked with us in this disaster relief. We appreciate Supreme Master Chiang Hai and her work with us. We just pray that God would continue to work in her life, and thank you for all that you've done.
To the Supreme Master Chiang Hai, I want to express my deepest thanks for the enormous support members of the Meditation Association have offered us. We are absolutely grateful for the gifts of caring and concern that have been given to us, the generous financial contribution and the personal expressions of caring and concern mean so very much to our workers, but very importantly to the people who've been affected directly by this horrible tragedy.
We really, really appreciate your rescue team. Thank you very much for everything that you're doing for the Salvation Army, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Supreme Master Chiang Hai, for all the support, both spiritually and financially, and we are very grateful here at the American Red Cross.
In remembrance of the lives lost during 9/11, and to carry forward the resilience and caring spirit during the recovery, the World Trade Center Foundation has been established to construct the on-site National September 11th Memorial and Museum. Our correspondent speaks with Mr. Joe Daniels, the president of the organization.
Did you become involved in this?
You know, as many New Yorkers, I felt a pretty deep connection to what happened here. I actually was here on 9/11. So for me, when they were starting this foundation, it was really just a chance to contribute to something that's going to be a permanent part of the New York City landscape.
The central feature of the memorial site is designed as two reflecting pools at the site of the towers. Around them, a total of 387 oak trees will be planted.
A monumental artifact called the Last Column, which was a last piece of steel removed from the site. That'll be part of the exhibition. It has mementos, it has remembrances of the lost firefighters, PAPD, NYPD, construction workers who were toiling for 9 months to clean up the site. That column became a symbol of resilience. We need to have a memorial that we're proud of, that is inspired.
New Yorkers constantly prove they have a great sense of service and commitment for their communities and even strangers beyond their surroundings.
As we live here in the States, we're in such a secure vacuum, okay? But, you know, if once you become aware of a global situation, you know, there are people experiencing suffering and pain, pain to the heart, pain to the soul, you know? And, you know, with pain, two things happen. Either you go along with that pain, or you realize that that pain hurts and you make efforts to do something to make things better so that no one else would have to experience it. Because if you felt it, there's somebody out there feeling that too. And as painful as it was in your own heart, you would never want anyone else to experience that.
Indeed, the pain of September 11 has become a motivation to many worldwide to come closer together through virtuous acts that benefit those in need. Betty Nielsen and her husband from Iowa started the Freedom Quilts Project. With love and prayer, and later joined by many from all over the world, she handmade beautiful quilts and donated them to the 9/11 victim families. New York residents David Payne and Jay Winook started the nonprofit organization MyGoodDeed.org, which calls for all Americans and others throughout the world to voluntarily perform good deeds or public services on 9/11 each year. The response has been overwhelming. On April 21, 2009, President Barack Obama, with Senator Edward M. Kennedy's vital support, signed a legislation to establish September 11th as a national day of service and remembrance. 9/11 victim family members pledged they will make this become the largest single day of service in the nation's history. To answer President Obama's call, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg launched NYC Service together with thousands of city volunteers.
today, we do nothing less than unleash the power inside millions of New Yorkers to provide help to those who need it the most. Today, we launch NYC Service. Serving your community is one of life's greatest rewards.
I gotta say, I love New York. And it's not a surprise to me that with his vision and energy and all the people gathered here, all the organizations, that New York is going to be the first city of service.
We salute the selfless and giving spirit of the people of New York and commemorate the sacrifices the numerous firefighters, government officials, relief workers, volunteers, and animal heroes have made on behalf of their fellow citizens. Our sincere gratitude to President Barack Obama, the late Senator Edward M. Kennedy, and Mayor Michael R. Bloomberg for your leadership in honoring September 11th as a National Day of Service and Remembrance. May heaven bless the city of New York to continue to flourish, uniquely contributing to our global community and enriching our earth. Loving viewers, thank you for joining us today on A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms. Up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May kindness prevail on our planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR.